You know, we're always hearing about new green building construction, new homes with all the latest. That's nice, but it's a little ironic to think about all those resources being used to build new to save resources. That's why I kind of got interested when I read about Matt and Kelly Grokoff. They bought a modest century-old house and started making energy-efficient changes. A lot of them, as Matt showed me in the bathroom.
We have the motion-sensored light. We have the compact fluorescent bulbs. We have a dual-flush toilet that will use only 0.8 gallons for a flush. This is actually a 1 gallon per minute shower head. It will save you at least $100 in electricity in your first year of having that because of the 11,000 gallons of hot water that you're going to be saving. This faucet aerator is also 0.5 gallons a minute. It's plenty of water to wash your hands. Most people will never notice that they're using 2 gallons per minute less in this faucet than in another faucet.
And that's just the bathroom. As the couple took me upstairs, they told me about the really, really efficient geothermal heat. They insulated everywhere. It's tight. But everything was off the shelf. None of that, oh, this is custom, you can't buy it anywhere type stuff. Kelly Grokoff says if your house is a statement about you, then having a low impact on the Earth's resources and reducing greenhouse gas emissions is part of the statement they want to make.
For us, we proclaim loud and clear, this is where our values are, and this is where we're going to spend our time, and it's incredibly important to us.
And with all the efficiencies and all the updates, the house looked normal, comfortable, and the Grokoffs say that's the way it should be.
One of the things with building green, everyone thinks that you're going to sacrifice something, you're going to spend more money, and it's not going to be as comfortable, and that is completely not true anymore.
We have made zero sacrifices. We have gained enormously, and we have no time to waste. Your house is the number one place where you can make a significant impact on a daily basis. For me, there's no other choice to be made.
Matt and Kelly Grokoff say doing something about reducing energy use, reducing the emissions that are causing global warming, and reusing old lumber and this old house is just a start for them. They want to help other people do it too. That's why they're launching an online site for do-it-yourselfers called greenovationtv.com.
Through Greenovation TV, we're going to take everything that we've learned from this house and teach others about it.
We need that kind of resource there as we're going through this process. And so there was hours upon hours spent researching things, and that's kind of the goal with this station.
Once you have the knowledge to do it, it's really, really easy.
The Grokoffs say the one thing that's holding people back from making their homes more environmentally friendly is they feel like they have to do it all or it won't be right. They say just take the first step. Even if it's just changing to a lower energy compact fluorescent bulb, it's a good start. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.